Let's talk about the rookie class and begin at the top with Carson. You've been at practice. You've seen him in this system. Your thoughts?
As you know, anybody that followed what I said leading up to the draft knows how bullish I am on Carson Wentz. And I think he's got the best of all worlds because he can learn behind Sam Bradford and Chase Daniel. There's not an immediate pressure to produce, which I think coming from where he's coming from, he only threw the ball 612 times in college. That's 1,000 less times than Goff and Cal. So I think he needs every rep he can get out here. And I think the city of Philadelphia is going to love this kid because he's tough, he's athletic, and he cares.
In the third round, Isaac Seumalo didn't play in the spring because of the Oregon State graduation. How much of a setback is that for him?
It's a bit of a setback mentally, but today's world of iPads and all the rest, I know they're sending him as much information as they can. I'll tell you, the two offensive line draft picks I was bullish on. Seumalo played all five positions at Oregon State. He'll settle in probably at guard. I think he's got the ability to be a starter, if not year one, then year two. And Big V, Vitae. I mean, the closer we got to the draft, the more offensive line coaches were buzzing about this kid. And I think down the road in 2 or 3 years, could he start at right tackle? Absolutely.
The Eagles have spoken very highly of Wendell Smallwood. What you've seen him out here in practice as well, followed him in college. Your thoughts on the West Coast offense, the next generation here?
I think he's very special with the ball in his hands, and especially in the pass game. You could see on tape how he understands how to set up a linebacker. He's got natural hands, and once he gets the ball in space, he's very difficult to tackle.